Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This unit is in 5 parts. This is Unit 7, Networks and Networking, Part 3. The objectives of this unit include gaining the ability to understand the history of networks and their evolution, list and describe the various types of network communications, list and describe the various forms of network addressing, including DNS. List and define the different types of networks. Describe different network topologies. List and describe different network standards and protocols. Describe wireless communication. List and describe network hardware. And explain logical networking model concepts. We discussed unit objectives 1 through 3 in parts 1 and 2. The focus of this lecture is on the 4th through 6th objectives. Networks are typically either wired or wireless. Wired networks are governed by the IEEE 802.3 standard, whereas wireless networks are governed by the IEEE 802.11 standard. It's pretty easy to remember which standard governs which technology. For example, take the 3 in 802.3 and flip it around so that it looks like an E. You can use this trick to remember that 802.3 sets the standard for Ethernet, which usually applies to wired networks. You can also take the 11 in 802.11, and using any two fingers on one of your hands, emulate the antenna on a wireless access point or wireless NIC. This should help you to remember that 802.11 applies to wireless technologies. Networks can be further described by size. Networks with small geographical areas of coverage are referred to as LANs, or local area networks. Note that the term small is arbitrary. However, a LAN is usually one company with one site. Your home network could be referred to as a LAN. Wireless LANs are called WLANs, and, as mentioned previously, examples of LANs include a home and office space, one building, one floor in a building, or a small school with 3 buildings. In a small network of approximately 10 devices, the devices must be in the same work group if they need to communicate with each other. This assumes no server, which manages a domain. A domain is similar to a closed, gated community, where a guard limits who can enter. By default, most Windows computers use the network name of Workgroup on all LAN devices. Notice the figure on the screen, which shows that this computer is a member of a workgroup that has the name Home. This was changed from the default of Workgroup, but is always in capital letters. Further, this network can be described as a peer-to-peer network, since no server exists to manage the LAN. A server is a computer with special operating system software installed and is able to create and manage a domain. Again, you can think of a domain as a gated community in which all the devices in the community are managed by a functionality of the server. If a LAN has such a device available, this is referred to as a server domain, using a domain network name designated by network administrators. In fact, network administrators can name the domain name as they please. Only community members or members within the gated community can use domain resources. Community members are users. Network administrators can add or join devices to the domain. The server acts as the gatekeeper and maintains a database of users and devices. It also enforces domain rules. Therefore, if a device wants to print to a printer that is a member of the domain, then that device has to be a member of the domain to use the printer. A network encompassing a large geographical area is a wide area network, or a WAN. A WAN generally consists of one or more LANs. Remember that a LAN is a local area network and has a small geographic area. A WAN may exist within one company across multiple sites, for example. It may or may not have internet access. Other examples of WANs could include a company with offices in Chicago and London, perhaps needing to share servers or printers and other devices. 5 offices in the city of Portland. In other words, The offices are in the same city, but in different locations within the city. Intel, Dell, and Microsoft joining their networks together in a limited manner because they need to collaborate on the creation of a new product. Why would they do this? A WAN can facilitate intercompany communications, permitting the companies to share confidential documents. If a network is comprised of, say, 5 offices in the same city, the network is referred to as a metropolitan area network, or a MAN. Again, the term large is arbitrary. A MAN is like a WAN, usually made up of at least one LAN. An example could be a company with multiple physical sites, with one of the sites connected to the main office by fiber optic links or other high-speed media. The MAN, just like the WAN, may or may not have internet access for its devices. Examples include a company with many offices in the same city or a large college campus. How a network is organized or laid out is topology. Two types of network topologies exist. Physical topology details how the network is physically designed, which is different from a network's logical topology, where we use diagrams to illustrate how data flows through the network, regardless of its physical design. To complicate matters, some topologies represent both logical and physical networks using the same name. This may seem slightly confusing, but when you see it in action, you will realize the differences between logical and physical topologies. Let's start our discussion by examining physical topologies. There are many physical topology types. The main types are shown in the figure on the screen. We have the ring, mesh, star, fully connected, line, tree, and bus topology. Let's look at some of these in more detail. The physical topology is known as a bus. In the figure on the slide, each host is connected to every other host by a single network cable with connectors. Each green dot in the figure represents a host. If any cable breaks, then the whole network goes down. Obviously, this type of network was not very reliable or scalable and has not been in use since approximately the late 1990s. Bus networks are interconnected using a coaxial or coax cable. Each cable has two ends with a connector at each end. The connectors plug into the coax cable NICs, which is installed inside each computer. The NIC uses connectors to interconnect the cables between each device. Again, if one piece of the cable is broken, the entire network stops functioning. Coax networking cable, as mentioned previously, went out of fashion in the mid to late 1990s and was replaced by Ethernet cable, which we are still using today. Ethernet is much easier to work with and is not subject to a single point of failure, as is coax cable. Another important consideration is that Ethernet is less costly. Another type of physical topology is mesh. With mesh topologies, each host is connected to every other host in the network by a switch or even a direct connection to another host without the use of a switch. The image on the screen shows a full mesh topology, where each host is directly connected to every other host in the network. This type of physical topology usually relates to routers, not to computers, because when computers are in a full mesh, they are typically interconnected by a switch. In other words, all of the devices will connect to the switch, not to each other. Another physical topology is the ring. Within ring topology, each host is connected to the network in a closed loop or ring. This is an uncommon network type, usually found in highly secure environments. Ring topologies typically utilize an electronic token passing scheme, which controls access to the network. By utilizing this type of topology, only one machine can transmit on the network at any given time. The physical star topology is the most common topology type and the easiest to set up and maintain. In this type of environment, all traffic passes through the switch, which is at the middle or at the hub of the network. At the end of the star are end devices. Examples of end devices are computers and printers. Note that an extended star topology exists when a number of switches are connected to each other. In this case, we do not visualize end devices as depicted in the diagram. In an extended star topology, all hosts can communicate with all other hosts, assuming a proper design, IP addressing, and appropriate network permissions. Logical topologies, as opposed to physical topologies, are the way that the data passes through the network from one device to the next, without regard to the physical interconnection of the actual devices. In other words, the location of the computers or the switches is not important as long as they are somehow connected together. A network's logical topology is not necessarily the same as its physical topology. For example, if we use an Ethernet cable to interconnect devices to a common switch, we might refer to this situation as a logical bus in a physical star layout. The Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, also known as the IEEE, creates and publishes networking and other standards. Standardization enables products from various vendors to work together. On the other hand, protocols govern communications used by the various products you might install on your computer. For example, say that you purchase and install an Intel NIC. Your friend installs a 3COM NIC on his computer. Both computers can communicate flawlessly over the network because both NICs adhere to the applicable IEEE standards for network communication. Internet protocols are a global standard. This ensures interoperability between the hardware and software installed on computers. For example, IP addressing is required for home and office networks to function properly. IP addressing allows any device with internet or network access to communicate with any other device on the internet. TCP/IP, which is the Transmission Control Protocol Internet Protocol, transports HTTP across the internet for delivery to its destination. HTTP is the hypertext transfer protocol that is used on the World Wide Web. Protocols such as HTTP allow any web browser to talk to any web server. Network standards include Ethernet, Token Ring, Wi-Fi, WiMAX, the Wireless Application Protocol or WAP, the Radio Frequency Identification or RFID, and Bluetooth. We will discuss these standards in more detail. We will begin with the Ethernet Network Standard. Ethernet gets its name from the physical concept of ether in the late 1800s, when scientists thought that something which was unknown housed light particles as they passed through the air. This was obviously wrong, but very interesting. Ethernet cables and Ethernet as a standard were developed between 1973 and 1975. Ethernet is encompassed and promulgated in IEEE standard of 802.3. Ethernet standard defines the standardization and rules that relate to wiring and signaling. It defines frame formats and how large fields are within frames. Ethernet is widely used in wired networking. A frame is an electronic construct that organizes electronic communication into fields of fixed sizes. Switches and other devices are able to understand the contents of a frame and use information in its fields to forward electronic communication throughout the network. Token Ring Network Standard was developed in approximately 1985 and is part of the IEEE 802.5 standard. Token Ring is named after its logical topology, since its physical topology is a star. In this type of topology, devices connect to each other, usually by a switch. When devices connect to a switch through an Ethernet cable, communicating devices need to possess the digital or electronic token that is passed around the ring. Again, this is a logical ring, so the token passes from device to device. Therefore, a device passes the electronic token to the switch, which passes it to another device, and so on. Devices pass the token until they need to communicate on the network. They hold the token until they are finished communicating. In essence, Ethernet made Token Ring obsolete, because Ethernet is much faster and easier to implement. If you plan to use a Token Ring network type, you must install Token Ring NICs and switches. The Wi-Fi network standard relates to wireless devices. It began its evolution process in 1997 and continues today. Wireless communication is based on the 802.11 standard for wireless LANs. In fact, Wi-Fi and 802.11 are synonyms as they relate to the family of wireless protocols, 802.11, ABG, and the so-called Draft N protocol. The standard 802.11 defines throughput and frame formats that relate to the equipment being used for wireless communication. When communication moves from a computer into a wireless NIC, and then ultimately into the air, how does electronic communication get into the air? With a wired connection, how does the communication from a computer move from the NIC onto a piece of wire? All of this is governed by the 802.11 standard for wireless and 802.3 standard for wired communication. The 802.11 standard defines frame formats. In other words, the standard defines the format of the electronic communication pieces so they can make the jump from the NIC onto the actual wire itself. 802.11a uses the 5 GHz wireless band for its communication. 802.11b and g both use the 2.4 GHz wireless band. Note that the 2.4 GHz frequency range operates in the same range as microwaves and older telephones. So if you were communicating wirelessly in your home and you were running your microwave, you would experience interference with your wireless signal. The microwave would consume all of the wireless bandwidth, causing your wireless communication to function less than perfectly, if at all. 802.11n, on the other hand, uses both 5.0 and 2.4 GHz frequencies for its communication. This is why 802.11n is so much faster than the 802.11 A, B, or G types. The WiMAX network standard was developed in approximately 2004 and is referred to as the IEEE 802.16 standard that relates to WAN wireless networking. It is the telecommunications protocol that provides fixed and fully mobile internet access. Note that WiMAX is different from Wi-Fi. Here is an example to clarify this point. WiMAX access was used to assist with communications in the Aceh, Indonesia area after the tsunami in December 2004. WiMAX provided broadband access that helped regenerate communication to and from this province when no other communication was available. People with network devices were able to connect to the internet using WiMAX connectivity. The Wireless Application Protocol, or WAP, is an open international standard for application layer, network communications, and a wireless communication environment. The standard describes a protocol suite. A protocol suite is a number of protocols that are grouped together, allowing the interoperability of WAP equipment and software with many different network technologies. The concept was developed in approximately 1997 and is still relevant today. Most uses of WAP involve accessing the internet from a smartphone, a mobile phone, or a PDA. The Radio Frequency Identification Standard, or RFID, incorporates the use of an RFID tag to an object and then communicates using radio waves. Most RFID tags contain at least two parts. First, there is the circuitry that stores information about the item related to the RFID tag. Then there is the antenna for sending and receiving signals. Many organizations govern this standard, such as the International Standards Organization, or ISO, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, or IEC. You see RFID tags in stores on clothing, expensive items, and items that are easy to shoplift. They are heavily used for inventorying medical supplies and medicine. In fact, in many medical offices, if you need to remove medicine from a cabinet, the RFID tag records its movement and may even ask you to remove it from inventory. The IEEE 802.15 standard that is relevant to Bluetooth was developed in approximately 1994 and is evolving to this day. Bluetooth represents an open wireless technology standard for exchanging data Over short distances, usually about 30 to 50 feet from fixed and mobile devices. Bluetooth is used in devices such as medical implants, keyboards, mouse devices, cell phone headsets, and other devices.